Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Endurance Technologies Limited, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Jain from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Q2 FY24 post-result conference call of Endurance Technologies. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Endurance; Mr. Ramesh Gehani, Director and CEO; Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas; Mr. Satyadeep Ray, Director and Group CFO; and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Head Investor Relations. I will now request Mr. Jain to begin with his opening remark, post which we will have the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rakesh, and good morning to everyone. I would like to share details of how we have done in the second quarter of the financial year 2023-24. In India, in the second quarter of FY24, as per the SIAM data, the two-wheeler industry sales degrew by 2.44% compared to quarter two of the previous financial year. Scooters grew by 1.13%, and motorcycles degrew by 4.1%. The automotive industry in India had a degrowth of 0.2%. In our overseas operations in quarter two of this financial year, the EU and U.K. markets saw an increase of 16.2% in the volume of passenger cars sold, though the production of passenger cars growth was only at 3.7%. Our European sales in value grew by 10.1% in euro terms. I will now brief you on the financials of the second quarter of FY24. During quarter two of this financial year, as compared to previous year's same quarter, our consolidated total net income grew by 8.1% from 23,690.6 million rupees to 25,605.46 million. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 19.2% from 2,800.2 million rupees to 3,338.44 million. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 13%. The profit after tax grew by 17.5% from 1,314.94 million rupees in quarter two FY23 to 1,545.55 million rupees in quarter two of FY24, and was at 6%. This included the income of Maharashtra PSI scheme incentive of 248.79 million rupees. The consolidated financials included the Endurance Overseas total income of 5,650.69 million rupees. EBITDA was at 835.19 million, which was at 14.8%, and PAT was at rupees 229.38 million at 4.1%. The consolidated financial also included the Maxwell total income of 171.27 million rupees, EBITDA loss of 43.28 million rupees, which was at 25.3%, and a profit after tax loss of 64.2 million rupees, which was at 37.48%. At Maxwell, Endurance team is fully focused on lowering the bought-out component cost and the fixed and variable costs, along with the increase in total income, to be profitable from FY25 onwards, and we hope to be profitable in the quarter of quarter four of FY24. There was no consolidated net debt, and the company had a positive net cash of 4,561.62 million rupees. During quarter two, our standalone total income grew by 3.8% from 19,113 million rupees to 19,842.97 million rupees. Standalone EBITDA grew by 8.7% from rupees 2,377.4 million to rupees 2,584.35 million with an EBITDA margin of 13%. Standalone profit after tax grew by 8.6% from rupees 1,312.7 million in quarter 2 FY23 to rupees 1,425.4 million in quarter 2 FY24, and the PAT was at 7.2%. This included the income of Maharashtra PSI scheme incentive of rupees 248.79 million. I would like to inform all of you that the Indian OEMs in FY24, as far as the two-wheeler sales were concerned, they were at 24.5 million, which was in FY19. In FY23, the two-wheeler sales were at 19.5 million numbers. And this year, we hope that the two-wheeler numbers reach 20.5 to 21 million. We expect the consumer sentiment to improve in the long run with stabilization on the geopolitical front, economic well-being percolating down to the rural areas, and with high increase in sales of premium bikes and EV scooters and EV three-wheelers. The detailed financials are available with the stock exchanges and on the Endurance website. I would like to share certain key points on the second quarter of FY24. Our 77% of our consolidated total income, including other income, came from Indian operations, which included Maxwell, and the balance 23% came from our European operations. In India till date in FY24, rupees 7,774 million of new business was won from OEMs other than Bajaj Auto, which included Royal Enfield, TVS, Hero MotoCorp, Tata Motors, HMSI, Jaguar Land Rover, Mahindra and Mahindra, Punch Powertrain and Suzuki. This business win for rupees 7,774 million constitutes 4,663 million of new business, about 60%, and rupees 3,110 million of replacement business. This rupees 7,774 million of business will reach its peak in FY26. The total four-wheeler business win till date in this year is rupees 1,170 million. These orders are mainly from Punch Powertrain, which is a JV between the SACO Group and Stellantis, Tata Motors, Mahindra, Jaguar, and Jaguar Land Rover. I would like to mention that we have ₹19,160 million worth of requests for quotes from OEMs. Since FY20 in India, ₹36,640 million of business has been won other than Bajaj Auto, out of which ₹25,710 million is new business and ₹10,930 million is replacement business. The ₹36,640 million new business will reach peak sales in the years FY25 and FY26 and is mainly for suspension, castings and braking systems. TVS business win has been rupees 5,278 million and is growing. The business one is for brake systems, aluminium casting, suspension and drive shaft. This rupees 5,278 million sales will reach peak in the next financial year of FY25. The total business win for electric vehicles till date is rupees 6,194 million in the standalone business. These orders are mainly from Ather Energy, Bajaj Auto, Hero Electric, Grease Electric, Bounce and Aptiv. The new business won in quarter 2 of this financial year is as follows. TVS, which is a rupees 266 million inverted front fork and rear monoshock suspension business. Ather Brakes business for the new platform of rupees 115 million. Suzuki new scooter front fork business for rupees 253 million. This is in addition to the rupees 1400 million front fork business already won, and the SOP will be in quarter 2 of FY25. HMSI EV casting business win of rupees 40 million at our Vallam plant. This is in addition to the front fork suspension business won for HMSI's first EV scooter earlier in this financial year. The new 35 dia air suspension front forks for supply to KTM Austria will start by end of this year. With the help of KTM technology from our Waluj Aurangabad plant, the value of the business will be rupees 400 million per annum and will be exported to KTM Austria. The suspension business to both KTM India and Europe should touch rupees 2100 million in this financial year. A BMS assembly surface mounted technology line will start operations from February 2024 at our Bhaluj Aurangabad plant. The peak business value will be rupees 1200 million per annum for the battery management system as well as the ABS ECU, which we should reach in the next financial year of FY25. For EV scooters, we are ramping up our volumes to 240,000 sets per annum for 8 parts of EV battery pack and motor housing aluminium castings. The total value to start with will be rupees 1000 million per annum, which has already started and will reach peak in the next year of FY25. For our aluminium forging business, we are increasing the capacity from 280,000 parts per annum to 600,000 parts per annum at an additional business value of 800 million from our Bhaluj Aurangabad plant. This business has started and will reach peak value in FY25. We have added Jaguar Land Rover as a new client for EV passenger cars with an export business value of rupees 240 million. Aluminium forging is becoming a new opportunity for growth for both the IC and the EV vehicles. At our Chakan plant, we are installing machines for structural aluminium casting like swing arms, subframes and structural fairings, both for EV and IC models, which are going in for lightweighting for Bajaj Auto, KTM, Piaggio and TVS. This business has already started in this year and will peak in next financial year of FY25. Our customers recognize us as a trusted and capable partner in the value chain in terms of both technical and financial strengths. As I mentioned earlier, the electronic vehicles market continues to offer significant opportunity for growth to the auto component sector. Endurance has taken a major step forward to harness this opportunity by executing a share subscription and purchase agreement for acquiring 100% of equity share capital of Maxwell Energy Systems in a phased manner. We have recently increased our equity stake to 56% in Maxwell. As per our agreement, Maxwell is in the business of advanced electronics, particularly in the battery management systems for two-wheeler EVs and automotive and two-wheeler battery packs. At Maxwell, we have won BMS business of rupees 1290 million in FY23 and rupees 883 million till date in this financial year and have a pipeline of RFQs for rupees 810 million. Till date, since FY22, rupees 3743 million business has been won by Maxwell, which is expected to fully realize in financial year 26. With the current order book, order pipeline and technical strengths between Endurance and Maxwell, we are confident of achieving our goals in the advanced electronic space. As disc brake assembly business is growing with addition of Bajaj, TVS, Royal Enfield, Yamaha, Hero MotoCorp, Ather and HMSI, new business, our second plant at Bhaluj Aurangabad has already been set up for this increase in volumes and has started operations. We will also start disc brake assembly supplies to Hero MotoCorp from March 2024 and HMSI from November 2024. With this new plant, our disc brake assembly capacity has increased to 6.2 million numbers per annum and brake disc to 8.1 million numbers per annum. The supply of two-wheeler ABS assemblies to Bajaj Auto and Royal Enfield has started. We have reached a run rate of 400,000 ABS assemblies per annum. As you may be aware, competition is mainly for Bosch and Continental, which control the major market share in the Indian ABS two-wheeler market. We are in the process of supplying a dual-channel ABS from quarter four of this financial year, and we have scaled up additional assembly lines by increasing further to 40,000 ABS assemblies per annum, which will take our capacity to 640,000 ABS assemblies per annum. We are further planning to increase the volumes to 1.2 million single and dual-channel ABS assemblies per annum by the end of 2025. We have in March 23 started manufacturing the ABS valves, which is not only a technology component, but is helping us in substantially lowering our costs. Due to increased orders from Bajaj, Yamaha India, TVS, Hero Electric, and now Royal Enfield, we have added a new plant in July 22 at Chakan to help increase supplies to 4.5 million wheels per annum. With our new order wins now from Royal Enfield and TVS, we are now expanding to supply 5.5 million wheels per annum from April 2024 onwards. As far as Europe is concerned, in FY24, we have a 19.76 million euro business, mainly from two leading German OEMs and from a French-Italian group which manufactures passenger cars and commercial vehicles. In the first 9 months of 2023, the EU market has seen a battery EV penetration of 15% against 12% and 9% in the previous 2 years. Out of the 104 million euro order we have won in the last 18 months, euro 60 million euro orders are for this growing battery EV market. I would also like to point out that Endurance, both in India and Europe, is actively pursuing its focus on gaining access to new technologies and focusing on new product, organic and inorganic growth. In quarter 4 of FY24, our aftermarket sales grew by 20.3% from rupees 1,043.6 million in the previous year to rupees 1,255.2 million in quarter 2 of FY24. We're exporting aftermarket parts to 32 countries. Now we are adding Brazil, DR Congo and Cameroon as the new countries, which will take it to 35 countries. Aftermarket sales growth is a large focus area for us and we are targeting a good growth in this financial year. In quarter 2 of FY24, the export sales for India's standalone business grew by 12.6% from rupees 400.1 million in the previous year to rupees 450.6 million in quarter 2 FY24. The major sales growth came from machine casting sales to Ford Motors in UK and Iveco in Italy, including Case New Holland, and also from two-wheeler suspension exports for the KTM plants in Austria, China and Southeast Asia. On the environment front, I would especially like to mention that Endurance is striving to being carbon neutral in its plants by effective use of solar power and wind power, creating carbon sinks by driving tree plantation and thereby creating dense forests, and driving use of natural gas and LPG in place of electric power and furnace oil. As mentioned earlier, the use of furnace oil has been completely stopped at Endurance. We have achieved a carbon neutral percentage of 30% till date in FY24, and our aspiration is to reach greater than 50% in the next 3 years. This has increased from 22.6% which we achieved in FY23. We are also focusing on lowering hazardous waste generation to achieve zero waste to landfill. At Endurance, it will be a continuous endeavor to grow through organic and inorganic growth with a focus on technology upgradation, quality improvement, cost, and environment, health and safety. We will do our best to fulfill our stakeholder expectations by following our 5 values of customer centricity, integrity, transparency, teamwork and innovation. We at Endurance have a very positive outlook based on a large new business wins in the last 4 years, including for electric vehicles, both in India and Europe. With these opening remarks, I would like to invite questions from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and 1 to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Mr. Jain. A couple of questions from my side. One is on the order intake both for India EV business and European side as well. We have seen some bit of sluggishness in order intake for EVs in India and likewise for Europe business as well. Any thoughts on that? Is there any seasonality involved over here or how do we see that?
So see, I'll talk about India and then Massimo Venuti can speak about the overseas EV market, how it is shaping up. So as you are aware, I mentioned that we have won ₹6,194 million of EV business. But as you know, there was the FAME II subsidy in India was largely, I would say, removed from I think 1st July 2023, and which did impact, I would say, the cost and the sales of the Indian EV market. And I know that most of the companies are working on seeing how they can value engineer, you know, their, I mean, EV vehicles. And I think it's a question of time that it'll get back on track. But of course, you have various OEMs which are increasing now the EV sales for both scooters and as well as three wheelers. And we are a part of this journey because we can see the increase which is going to take place. So as far as I think the EV market is concerned, it's only a postponement of the sales.
Speaking about Europe, we acquired in the second quarter, in the second quarter of this financial year, 20 million of euro. 94% of these business are in the electric field. For sure, in this moment, the electric is going down due to the fact that starting from the 1st of September 2023, a lot of countries stopped the incentive. But please consider that if I see the registration from January to September 2023 in the European market, the BEV reached 14.8%, plus 8.2% of plug-in. And so it means that today, in the first 9 months of 2023, the share market of electric was 23%. And so everybody, the OEM, are investing in this field. For sure, in this moment, we need a support from the government because the leverage of price of this car is higher compared to the internal combustion engine technologies. But everybody are investing in this direction. So it's only a question of time and infrastructure and so on. But I continue to be optimistic because in the last period of time, we never acquired business in the internal combustion engine. And so everybody are investing in the electric. For this reason, I'm pretty sure that in the next month, the situation could change.
Okay. Massimo, my question actually was on overall order intake. I mean, last year, if I remember it correctly, we did close to about 80 million euros of order intake. First half was about 20 million euros. So are you seeing any slowdown in demand also reflecting in order intakes, or this is this can be pretty volatile due to various factors?
So, frankly speaking, the answer is yes, because in the last period of time, you have to consider that even if it's not official because the GDP, there was a reduction in terms of forecast for this financial year and also for 2024, but officially we are in recession. This is the real situation in Europe, because we can't compare the performance in the industrial market with the registration, because in this moment everybody are reducing in an important way the stock to the dealer. Only to give you an idea, if I analyze the registration compared to Q2 compared to Q1, we have had a reduction of 10%. But if I analyze the production, there was a reduction of 18.7%. And if I analyze the quarter, the second quarter of this financial year, despite an increase of 16.2% in terms of registration, the production go up only 3.7%. So for sure in this moment, there is a reduction in volume into the market, but this is due to the general situation, inflation, interest costs. Please consider that 90% of the car are financed and with a leverage of interest from 10 to 15%, the people prefer to postpone to purchase, no? So this is the situation.
Okay. And in terms, is this reflected in the production schedules which you get from customers for next 12 months? Is it lower than what we have seen in the last 12 months, production schedule?
Yes. Yes, absolutely yes. If you consider the, as I told you, we have had 18.7% compared to the previous quarter, only 3.7% in this quarter, but if I analyze the year-to-date, for sure is negative. Without consider that we are comparing this data compared to 2022, because if you compare the pre-COVID situation, the reduction is 25%, but it's the same situation in the registration. More or less 20%, 22% year-to-date in the first and second quarter compared to the pre-COVID situation. So the number of volume are completely different compared to the past in this moment.
Got it. And last question is on...
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. I will request you to kindly rejoin for follow-ups. Thank you, sir. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Arvind Sharma from Citibank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. The first question would be, on your broader demand outlook in both India and Europe. Massimo did allude to it in his comments just now. But if you see a broader perspective for the second half, both for India two-wheelers and European passenger cars, what's the outlook?
See, what I would say is that what we are seeing is, I think the rural demand is, what we feel is going to improve. The sense we are getting from the customers, the volumes will increase on the two and three-wheeler. Three-wheeler is anyway a very good year for, I think, all the people, including Bajaj Auto and Piaggio. What we are seeing is a huge increase on the high-end bike sales. I mean, that's really increasing, which is 150cc or higher. We are seeing a big increase there. EV scooters, we are seeing an increase now. And EV three-wheelers, we are seeing an increase now. Okay. And also, there are many new models which we have entered, you know, like Harley-Davidson, Triumph. These are seeing very big increases, you know, and very fast increases. So we are quite confident, and plus, you know, we have also won a lot of new orders for EVs, which have been postponed because of the FAME II subsidy, which I think in this quarter, next quarter, will start coming in and you know, start increasing.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Yeah, I'm on the European front as well. Yeah.
So it's very difficult to speak about the future because in this moment the market, the sentiment of the people is not very positive and reflect in some way the reduction of the GDP, not only in Europe but also in United States. I can tell you one thing. Despite of an increase of 3.7% in terms of production in this quarter, as in Europe, we have been able to close with an increase of 10% in the turnover. So this is due to the fact that we are starting with a lot of new projects. And for this reason, I'm pretty optimistic that we can manage the situation in the next two quarters. But for sure, the forecast is not positive.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this. The second question would be the normal figures that you share on revenue and EBITDA for the European operations in euro terms?
Yeah, for sure. So in the second quarter of this financial year, Endurance Overseas closed with 16.2 million of euro of turnover compared 57 of the previous financial year, with an increase of 5.8 million of euro, 10.1%. In terms of EBITDA, we closed with 9.3 million of euro compared 6.6 million of euro of the previous financial year, with an increase of 41.7%. The EBITDA for the second quarter reached 14.8% in percentage compared to 11.5% of the previous financial year. In terms of net result, we closed with 2.5 million of euro, 4%, compared 1.7 million of euro, 2.9% of the previous financial year, with an increase of 53% compared to the previous financial year.
Great, thank you so much. And so if I may just ask a follow-up on what Mr. Jain said about the higher-end bikes, and I'm including Triumph, Harley-Davidson, as well as the recently launched Himalayan by Royal Enfield. Like last time you shared a bit on the expected production numbers, is it possible to share them now?
No, actually I will not be able to share it because I was not supposed to share it. So if you remember the figures, that's your good luck, but I'm not supposed to share these numbers. But I can only tell you that it's growing fast.
And sir, I believe the content per bike would be fairly high in all the three models.
Yes, I think I did mention that. I think it was 28,000 for the Triumph. The Chetak was about, I think, 10 or 12,000. And Harley Davidson was, I just have to tell you, I don't have the figures right now. In fact, during the questions, I'll get back to you on that. But these are all 10,000-12,000, you know. But Triumph is very high. It's at 28.
Chetak and Harley was 10 and Triumph 28.
Yeah, and Triumph, yeah. Yeah, yes, yes. 28,000, Chetak was 10 and Harley is also 10,000. Harley is 10, Chetak is 10 and 28 is Triumph.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for your responses, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Khatri from Mirai Asset Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good morning.
My question was mainly on the aluminum content. So the difference between aluminum content and EV and ICE, we had mentioned that the weight is slightly lower and the value is expected to be around 5% lower. Has anything changed with respect to this?
No, and I think it remains the same, but I think what I mentioned is that value, in fact, let me just get out that sheet. What I remember, the value add is higher in both, the value add.
Okay.
The value add is more, let me see if I can find it. In fact, I'll get back to you on that. I'll get back to you.
And honestly, why I asked is mainly because one of the publicly available reports talks about a substantial increase in aluminum content. It talks about around 30 to 50% kind of increase. So I'm just trying to, you know, add both these things.
I would not say 30 to 50% increase, but definitely looking at more parts, which are more type of parts which are being now, you know, used. Like I mentioned, instead of crankcases and covers, cylinder heads, cylinder blocks, you know, now what we see is battery housings, upper and lower, case transmission, you know, left and right, motor housings. So you have a load of castings which are lower in weight, but the value add is higher.
Okay, sir. And how much would that be around in percentage term?
I'll just need to find that paper because I have the actual. Okay, this I need to get back to you.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
I can tell you that if I had to compare the figures, there is another statement, I think. See, what we are seeing is because, see, there were about, say, 7 parts in, say, IC two-wheeler versus 9 parts in an electric two-wheeler. Parts are different, like I told you, you know. So instead of the crankcases, covers, cylinder blocks, cylinder heads, you have the battery housings. You have the base MCO, terminal face, terminal part, terminal ground, so many other castings. So here what I'm finding is the value add is actually much higher and the weight is slightly more higher because you have 9 castings versus 7, you know. But it's not 30 to 50%, you know, because it is lightweighting. Because it's an EV, the castings have to be lightweighted, you know. So they cannot be heavier, you know. But the value add is you know, much, much higher. The value add in terms of value.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi team, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, 25% of the consolidated revenue comes from the suspension business. So how do you intend to grow this piece of business in the mid to long run, please?
See, what is happening is that first if I look at the normal front forks and rear shock absorbers, we have got a very large order from Suzuki for their scooters, which is starting in, I think, second quarter of July, August 2024. Now, that's a very large order of almost, I think, 175 crores a year. Now, this is coming in a big way. We are also, in fact, increasing our inverted front fork volumes. Like I said, this year we should do about 210 crores. I will not give you a figure, but these volumes are increasing every year, both for India, which is KTM Bajaj, as well as for KTM in Austria, and the other countries in China and Southeast Asia. So that is one increase which will happen. Also, what we are finding is that, items like inverted front forks are now being used in the higher end Pulsar bikes. So we have value engineered that front fork, and now, but the pricing is, of course, as you know, much better compared to a normal front fork. So that is also adding, and these volumes are increasing. I think it will reach peak in quarter four of this financial year. So we are finding, one is how the technology components are being used in the lower end bikes, not just the KTLs but the high end Pulsars. We are finding inverted front forks and rear monoshocks, very high end business going up. New businesses of Suzuki, for example. And of course, I think there has been an upgradation of products across all the OEMs. That will also increase our business. Because we already have about 40 to 42% of the Indian market, you know. So the question is, we can grow in value and maybe the share of business, you know.
And sir, this 40 to 42% Indian market share, is it in FY23, right? And what was the share in FY18, FY19?
FY18, FY19, that figure I don't have it offhand, but it was lower. I can just tell you it was lower. It has been increasing every year. That I can assure you. But I don't know the figure. I don't have the figure right now. But we can get back to you, you know, through Access. We can get back to you with the figure.
So my second question is basically, you have been winning new orders for the EV suspension as well. So, you know, is the realization and margin profile higher in the EV side?
I will just leave it at that it's good. It is good. And we are going to get, in fact, I forgot to tell you, one more area where we are increasing the suspension is on the EVs. In fact, I forgot to tell you that. EVs is really going to grow. As the EV scooters grow, you will see, and the EV three-wheelers grow, you will see a lot of increase in suspension. Because we are on all the major platforms for EVs.
And sir, is Endurance paying any royalty to KTM for suspension know-how?
No.
No. Okay. All right, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashin from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the India business margin side. So if we see ex of subsidy, our margins have remained in that 10-11% sort of a number in the last 4-5 quarters. So how do we see margins going on from here onwards? I mean, is it operating leverage or product mix which would drive improvement in margins in the standalone India business?
Yes, sure. See, first I'll tell you, because we always compare the previous year to this year. That's the way we work. Okay? Now if you look at the margins in the first 6 months, okay? And this I'm talking about Endurance, which is consolidated. Total income has increased by 12% to 50,271 million. EBITDA has increased in the first half, this is first half figures to first half of last year, by 28.1%, which has gone up from 5,245 million to 66,770 million, 28.1%. The PBT has increased by 37%, which is 3,077 million to 4,215 million. And the profit after tax has increased from 2,349 million to 3,181 million, which is 35.4%. So if you see, we are, in fact, our profits, I've always said it from 2016, are growing much higher than our sales. We are 28, 37, 35%. So the margins are increasing. Now, if you remove the mega project incentive, because that differs from in the first two quarters. In fact, there was, the mega project was only 240 million in quarter two, versus almost about 340 million in quarter one. Now let's compare the figures, which I would say quarter two to quarter two without the mega project, because that's a, you know, additional income. Now if you see without, our EBITDA margin percentage has gone from 11.1% last year to 11.9%. It's plus 0.8%. PAT percentage has gone up from 5.8 to 6.3. This is standalone India I'm talking about. Okay. So even if I take with mega project incentive, the margins have gone from 12.4 to 13%. And PAT has gone up from 6.9 to 7.2%. So we are always focusing in this challenging situation where you have EV coming in, then you have obstacles, so we are not able to meet our full realizations on EVs. Also, you have to see that our major OEMs, how they are doing, how is the industry doing. Quarter two has been tough compared to quarter one, because the two-wheeler industry has fallen, especially motorcycles has gone down. Three of our major OEMs have degrown. In spite of that 3.8% growth, which is there, this 3.8% growth also includes the lowering of the RMC part. So where I think we have lost about 57 crore, not lost, I would say, 57 crores has been the impact on sales. So that 3.8% is net of this impact of, you know, 570 million rupees, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that I think these figures need to be analyzed. As far as we are concerned, we are very highly focused on profit growth. If you have to compare our quarter one to quarter one, and by quarter one to quarter two, you will see a lower growth this year because our growth was very high, you know, in quarter one. I mean, look, you must be knowing, if I take without mega project incentive, of course, our growth was 13.3%, but the EBITDA margin went up by almost 40%. PAT went up by 80%. So you have to look at, when we go by quarter, see, that's why I give you half one figures this year versus last year. Because I have to compare how Endurance is done over last year without mega project incentive, because that's a, you know, I mean extra income. So I feel we are on the right track. We can do much better, you know. Now looking at the future, our focus will always be in growing the margins like we have done in the first 6 months. We will keep growing. Of course, it depends upon how the order wins, which we have won, how they move in the next few quarters. But definitely we are improving, you know, from quarter to quarter. So I hope I've been able to explain it.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thanks for the detailed answer. So, second question was regarding the profitability in the Europe business. Sequentially, there was some drop margins over there as well. So, is it something related to seasonality or is there something to read into it?
So, I'll request Massimo to speak, but I think it's to do with drop in volumes, I think. But he can speak. Massimo?
Yes, I'm here. So speaking about the profitability, first speaking, there is a reduction compared to the previous quarter due to the fact that we have had a reduction of volume. So if you see the turnover in the second quarter has been 62.8 million of euro compared 68.8 million of euro the previous quarter with a reduction of 9%. The EBITDA go down to 14.8% compared 16.1% only for the reduction of volume in the turnover. But if you analyze the year to date compared to the previous year, we are closing with 15.5% of EBITDA compared to 12.6%. Please consider that we continue to analyze the figures compared to the previous year, but I know that you see the profitability of Endurance Overseas in 2018, 2019, 2020, but we are speaking about a different world in terms of volume, unfortunately, because in this moment we are doing minus 20%, the market is doing minus 20%. In 2018, the total market reached 13 million of vehicles. We closed the previous financial year with 9.5 million, probably this year will be more or less the same. And so, unfortunately, the EBITDA for sure is affected by this reduction of volume. But I believe that 15.5% of EBITDA is not so bad in our field, considering also that for sure we haven't the same problem of the previous financial year in the energy cost. But compare 2019-2020, we are paying three times gas and energy. And this it means more or less 2% of EBITDA only in this field. So...
And see, my request is please look at first half of last year versus first half of this year. So what Massimo is saying, 15.5% EBITDA margin is actually first half versus first half. And that is the way you should see, because quarter to quarter things can differ. It's last year versus, you know, this year. I would also like to mention that our consolidated financials includes Maxwell. Maxwell is a very strategic call we have taken to be a part of the EV journey. Look, there will be some hurdles always along the way, but we are very confident that we are on the right part of the journey, you know. And we are very confident that we will have positive results because Endurance, we believe in profitable growth, and this is going to happen. It's a product mix issue which will be resolved from quarter four. It will start happening from then, and hopefully next financial year will be, you know, good. So What I'm trying to say is that everything should be seen in light of what exactly Endurance is doing, you know. And we are very confident about Maxwell because of the technology, the kind of new order wins. We'll tell you next time which are the new order wins we are getting, what opportunities we are getting. So we are quite excited about Maxwell, to be honest, you know. But it takes time, you know. EV is still a very emerging market in India. They'll do well. We have to take some pain in the first couple of years. But things will improve.
Yes, thank you, sir, for the detailed answer. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shirish Kote from HDFC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Sir, I want to understand, generally, like, we are seeing a lot of growth opportunities coming for other ancillaries from the aluminium casting exports and non-auto exports. So any progress that we have made, if you could highlight, that would be helpful, sir.
See, actually, die casting, as you know, Endurance is a leader. And it's a leader not only because of capacity and capability and technology and process, but a lot of experience. And trust me, we are getting a lot of opportunities, both for exports as well as in India. The question is what we choose. Right now, our focus is on four-wheeler in a large way and on machine castings. And we are looking at definitely EV as well as structural casting because of lightweighting. So this is a focus we are doing. Exports, of course, is a major focus. And we are working on how to increase the export business. But Europe has its challenges because the number of vehicles sold are less, like it's at 20% less compared to 2018. So those challenges are there. But we are definitely focusing on the Indian four-wheeler market in a large way that is growing, like I mentioned in the past quarter con calls. So I mean, that's what I would like to say, you know.
But just wanted to understand this export opportunity, is that going to be meaningful for you guys, or are these coming at better margins or no? I mean, anything specific you can share?
No, definitely they are coming at better margins. The question what happens is whether the volume orders as per the LOI we get is sustained or not. So we did have an issue in this year where the volumes were less than what was to have been taken. And that we can understand because the volumes are less than what they had estimated, you know. So I would say that whatever the exports are happening, the four-wheeler focus which we are happening in India are definitely at good margins. And they are better margins. That's for sure. Because see, our focus is, why I'm saying about machine castings, structural castings, EV casting, because there the margins are good. So we have to focus where the margins are good. I don't want to do any more raw castings now, you know, because you don't make that much money. So the focus will be always on machine castings, for four-wheeler castings, for lightweighted structural castings, EV castings. So that's where we are headed, including for exports.
Okay. So, and sir, if it is possible, this is the last question. If it is possible, can you share the breakup within casting, how much is four-wheeler and how do you see that playing out going ahead?
I cannot share the breakup, but I can say that four-wheeler in general is higher. I can tell you that. It is higher. Especially when you talk about commercial vehicles is the highest, then passenger cars, and then you have the two and three gears. So that I can tell you.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one clarification on incentives. We talked about incentive for 2Q was expected to be 34 crores in last quarter. Was that understanding right? And vis-a-vis that, it has come to 24 crores?
No. I'll request the rate to answer that.
I'll clarify that. See, the way we book incentive, it goes by how we apply and how government sanctions and pays us the incentive. So the amount that was an estimate which was mentioned last time was not supposed to entirely come in quarter two. So Based on our, if you see, we've been booking roughly around 59, 58 crores every year, roughly, okay, the last two, 3 years. So this year, based on our sales appetite, that means GST-bearing sales in the state of Maharashtra, we booked 34 crores in quarter one and 24.8 crores in quarter two. In case the balance amount of 10% that belongs to earlier years, in case such amounts get cleared during quarter four, then there's expectation of more incentive coming in. But that is not certain at this point in time. So it was said in that perspective.
Got it. And the second question pertains to as an extension of Shirish's question on aluminum die casting. So on the aluminum die casting side, given where we are in terms of our journey and the order wins which we have, over the next 2 to 3 years, how big can EVs and non-autos be as a percentage of aluminum business, given that we have done a good amount of work and orders have come in? How big this EVs and non-autos can be over the next 3 years for aluminum die casting business?
So see, what I can say is the growth will be high. But where the growth will lead us to as a percentage, I don't know. But if you talk about the values can definitely double in the next 3 to 4 years. And that's the focus, you know. So the question is that, you know, see, what is happening is because we are a technology leader in all the products we make for 2 and 3 wheelers, or even for 4 wheelers on castings. There's a lot of upgradation which is happening. There's a lot of value engineering which is happening. We are trying to see how to improve profit margins. So I think it will depend, and definitely we are taking profitable opportunities. We are not growing sales just to grow sales. We have to see the margins have to increase. That's why I gave without mega project incentive figures of the first half of last year versus in this year. You should also take into account that Maxwell is a very strategic call taken. If you see our EBIT, the first half is 13.6% in India. It's 13.6. You know, so and that can be explained. You know, so what I'm trying to say is, look at it by going to details to analyze the business and the financials at Endurance.
Right. And on the EV side, I believe we have won some orders from Tata Motors EV on the aluminum die casting side. So is the content there materially higher vis-a-vis, say, what we supply to Hyundai, Kia or M&M, ICE versus EV on the aluminum die casting?
I do not know the content per vehicle the way we track, two-wheelers and three-wheelers. I don't know what is the content per vehicle, but definitely the order wins are increasing for Hyundai, Kia and Tata Motors and now Mahindra. Mahindra is coming in a much bigger way. We're going to start two oil sums for them also. So the order wins are quite good. The question is that all these OEMs should respect the LOI volumes, because what I give you figures are based on the LOIs, what we get.
True. And the last question is on the aluminum die casting. So clearly with our focus on fully machined components, where are we in the journey today vis-a-vis 2 years back, and based on the orders on hand, where should we be in 2 to 3 years time, fully machined die casted components?
Machine castings, whether semi-finished or finished, is at 70% in India approximately.
Okay.
Our focus is to take it to 100%. We don't want to do raw castings. But there are certain understandings with, our old OEM customers. But we are trying to change that in future, you know, even if it's semi-finished machining, because the value add is much better. So that 30% needs to be converted to with machining.
Got it. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
No, I have no further comments. I just want to thank you know, all the people who attended and joined the call. Thank you for their time. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.